All right. It is Easter Sunday.
It is.
We are being bums in our jammies.
Hey, we had a very busy day today.
We did have a very busy day, but we also had a killer fucking nap.
That nap was fucking amazing. But we were also full of, like, you know, the best food ever because, one, I didn't have to cook it, and, two, it was made really good. So...
Well, yeah, I mean, we had that home style cooking at the buffet. Yeah. But now, you know, before you think, ew, buffet.
It was a venue type.
Yeah, it was like a wedding venue.
Yes.
That does like home style cooking Thursdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
And they serve you.
The place was gorgeous.
Yeah, like people aren't touching the food. It's just the workers. They serve you. So...
It was a little bit of a process because of that. You know, you had to wait in line, get your drinks, and then you had to go through the whole little line, get your tray and everything. But it was well worth it.
Oh, it was fucking delicious. And it was cheap. I mean, it was $40 for, you know, the three of us.
Yeah.
So you can't beat that.
No, you can't.
So we had a good day. We went to church.
We did. And it did not burn down.
Yeah.
I was waiting. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah. So that was fun. You know,
it was quite different for us. We have not been in church. I mean, I haven't been in church since I was 8. Yeah. I don't know. When was the last time you were to church?
Probably whenever I was a teenager, because the girl I was dating was big into the church thing.
Okay. So, yeah, it's been a hot minute.
But, you know, like, I have nothing against church. It's just I'm not a fan of organized religion.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm a very spiritual person. Like, I believe there's a God.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and yeah, we're not atheist.
I just feel like
it's our own version of how we see it.
Right. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with all the stuff in the Bible and, mm-hmm. you know, because you can't tell me that those stories were passed down, you know, from thousands and thousands of years ago and that they're accurate.
I mean, yeah, no,
like you can't even get a story from your coworker from last week. That's accurate. You know,
it's exactly. Like, it's just hearsay.
Right. I mean, it's stories, in my opinion. And it's made to control the population. That's what it was used for back in ancient times, mm-hmm. you know. But the main message is be a good person.
Yeah. And, you know, we kind of got that, I think, a little bit today. It was basically, you know, you believe in what you believe, and there's nothing wrong with that. And just being wholesome to yourself is really what matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, how you know, treat other people is the biggest, you know, tell of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you treat people like shit, then you're just a shitty person.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't love yourself if you treat other people like shit.
Right.
You know, so that goes hand in hand. Like, if you love yourself, you'll love other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that... For us, like, that plays into a big part of our lifestyles because, I mean, we're non-monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to have fulfilling non-monogamous relationships, like whether it's just for sex or actual relationships, like in poly, if you can't love yourself, you can't love other people.
You're right. You can't. There's no way that you would be able to, because you would be doing them a disservice if you even attempted to try to have something with them, whether it, like you said, it was, you know, you're just doing this for play, for in pleasure, or you're doing it in a relationship stance, because you can only give so much. And if you don't love yourself, you can't give them what they deserve, and right. you're not giving them your whole self either.
Exactly. So, I mean, whatever you believe, you know, that's cool. That's our beliefs. And the nice thing about it is, you know, it's like politics. You don't have to agree with us, and we don't have to agree with you, as long as you're a good person. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Be a good person, treat others with respect, and you will go far in this life.
Oh, yeah. Definitely will.
So are you ready to do, what episode is this, 88? 89? 88, 89?
I'm going to have to pull this
up. Oh, my God. So unprepared.
We are very fucking unprepared. Fired. Oh, it is 88.
88.
Huh. I thought we were on 89. That's why I was like, wait a minute.
All right. Well, are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay. Then we shall begin. It's a pineapple party. Oh, we got polyamory too. What's that? You want a kink fest? A little BDSM? Well, buckle up, buttercups, because we got that too. It's the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink Podcast. And here we are. You just listened to our cold intro, which was, you know, all about church and stuff. But we're not going to talk about that anymore because that's done and over with. We won't see a church again probably until next Easter.
Maybe.
But we do have something to talk about that is very important on this Easter Sunday. And that is the fact that things are probably going to be changing around here as far as the frequency that we can put shows out.
Yeah. It's exciting though.
Yeah. I am taking a big step and kind of changing career paths a little bit. So, I mean, I'll still be a truck driver.
But it's a career path that you have talked about since we've been together. So a decade of wanting to do things on your own and have something that you can call yours.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a trucking family. So, you know, I've been around the industry for 40 years now. And, you know, the time was just never right for me to own my own truck. You know, like I wanted to do it with my ex-wife. She did not support me. She held me back. So, you know, I stayed the company driver route. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not going to say that I regret being a company driver for all these years, but I feel like
you weren't happy.
Well, not just that, but I could be so far more ahead in life had I started much younger.
Yeah.
You know, because if anybody out there doesn't know the difference, you know, between owning your own truck and working for somebody that owns a truck, you can make very good money as a company driver. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a fact. I have made very good money. I've made six figures driving a truck, but the time that you put in to do that is often too much time to be able to enjoy any time with your family or friends. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, yeah, you may be making good money, but you're making somebody else rich.
Yeah.
You know, off of your hard work. And, you know, you have to do what they tell you to do. It's a job. Mm-hmm. You know, so if they tell you to go into the Bronx, you go into the Bronx. You know, if they tell you, you got to work 16 hours today, well, that's what you do.
Yeah.
So there's no choice really, you know, and like, I'm not going to say that's every truck driving job, but it's everyone I've ever had.
I would say it's a good majority. I mean, I know just from being in the trucking industry as the little passenger princess here for the last 16 years, 17 years, that anybody who didn't own their own was definitely at the beck and call and basically on the spanking bench for that company that they worked for.
Right. I mean, you have no say, really. It's just you do what they tell you to do.
Yes, and sir.
You be happy about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having been in this industry for 20 years now and growing up with people that own their own trucks and their own trucking companies, it's hard for me to work for other people, especially when I see them doing things that I don't feel is the right thing to do.
Right. Because you've been there for so long that you've kind of learned over the years, hey, this isn't working. This would actually be a better way. And when you see that mistake being made, you want to say something. Sometimes you do, but they don't listen to you. So then it just becomes infuriating.
Yeah. I mean, like I always try and help out. Like if I see the company I'm working for is, you know, struggling in certain areas, I offer, you know, advice or, you know, suggestions on how we could make things better. But usually, you know, if you're not management, mm-hmm. they don't give a shit what you have to say. You're just a stupid truck driver.
Yeah.
So,
well, really, they should be listening to the truck drivers that have been there for so long.
Right. Because a lot of these companies, like especially bigger companies, the people in charge know nothing about trucks.
No, they've never even set foot in it, let alone drive it.
You know, they come out of college with a business degree or, you know, some other, a lot of times they don't even have a degree related to the transportation or business,
which is industry. Awful.
but they think they know best. Mm-hmm. So I'm done with it. I am buying my own truck and I'm going to run it, you know, as an owner operator, which means I'll be driving it as well as being the owner of it. But that's going to require me to be gone, you know, basically for a week at a time.
Yeah.
Because that's where the best money is, you know, at least right now, is being out on the road, being able to do, you know, as many loads as possible in that week and then coming home on the weekends. But, you know, owning a truck, that means you got to fix the truck and maintain the truck. So
there's a lot of hours that are going to be put into it as it's going down the road and have wear and tear, and you're going to have to keep an upkeep basically on the weekends.
Right. So when I get home, yeah, I'll be home for the weekend, but
you might still be working.
Guaranteed, you know, at least half a day on Saturday or Sunday will be spent on or under that truck. Mm-hmm. So we're just not going to have time to dedicate to this podcast anymore. You know, when we can do a show, we will.
Yes.
But the weekly episodes will probably be ending in the next month.
Yeah, it's the next couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm hoping to buy a truck this coming week. Mm-hmm. Or I guess when the show airs, it'll be this week. And then, you know, it usually takes a week or two to get going. So probably by the end of April, these episodes will be hit or miss, you know. It'll just kind of be when we can do one, we'll do one.
Yep.
And, you know, I know we're going to lose a bunch of listeners and, you know, that sucks, but this show doesn't make us any money. It costs me money.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, you know, it's not a top priority for me. I mean, making money to support my family and to better our situation is what's important to me. You know, as much as I love doing this show and talking about the things that we talk about, you know, it doesn't generate revenue.
Right. You have to kind of look at it that way in a realistic way, you know, and it sucks. It does suck for me too, because like I enjoy having to talk with you on these topics. And I also enjoy getting to spend the time with you. And, you know, having you gone for the whole week is going to be a little bit of a change that I haven't done in a very long time.
Yeah, since we got together.
Yeah.
You know, like when we first started dating, I was gone for the week.
Yeah.
But I think in the long run, though, it's going to be what's best for our family. Mm-hmm. You know, and eventually, like, I have a plan to do a certain type of trucking that as soon as I can get in the door there, you know, will be very profitable for us. Mm-hmm. So when it comes down to it, I'm just going to do what I got to do to better our situation. And this is just kind of a byproduct of that, you know, having to slow down on the podcast and, you know, we're probably gonna have to slow down on some of the swing stuff that we do.
Yeah. Cause a lot of times, it might fall where you're going is, you know, gonna coincide with a event that we're not going to be anywhere near to be able to make it. So we're going to try to have some trips where we'll be able to run into people that are having events, or even, you know, our friends that we have up north. We're going to try to make it work just with a big truck.
Yeah. And I mean, for the friends that we've made all across the country, like, I'm going to do my best to stay in touch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I'm in your town or city, want to get dinner or something, you know,
we totally can hit him up.
Yeah. You know, cause like, I love spending time with our friends. But we're just not going to be able to take, you know, 4 or 5 weeks to take trips like, you know, we have in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're still going to do our Pennsylvania trip. And
that we are.
We will still be at Pod Bash.
Yes.
So.
Those are set in stone. We just might have a truck with us.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be.
It may be our transportation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I can get paid to go on vacation, that's what I'm going to do.
I mean, if I don't have to get on a plane again, I'm going to be like, let me get in that big rig.
Yeah, for you, because you're a passenger princess. I would much rather get on the plane.
I get it. But hey, I did technically get over my whole fear of being on a plane now. So if we needed to get on a plane, I can.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the one thing I am looking forward to is when you do ride with me, like, we can just pull over and fuck like we used to when we first started dating.
Oh my God, that was so much fun.
You know, because
I mean,
I'll have a sleeper truck, which means there's a bed
in the back, ready to go.
So, I mean,
I am A-okay with that. I'm going to be like looking at you going, look at you fine ass driving that big truck.
Well, yeah, because I mean, you're a giant truck slut to begin with.
I am.
So, like, you just get wet just being in the truck.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, I'm literally, it's like the equivalent of me getting excited with the type of size cock that I look for. That's how I get when it comes to a big truck. Like, just get me in it and I am the happiest person ever.
Yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. But that's what's going on, and sorry if that bums anybody out. I mean, I'm sure it's not that big of a deal, but just wanted to give everybody a heads up so that way
they're not like, why don't we hear from them? Where'd they go?
Yeah.
Still here. Just winding down a little bit.
Yep. I mean, but there's other amazing podcasts out there that you can listen to, you know, like shout out to the Front Porch Swingers.
Yes.
And the Swinging Flamingos and Friends with a Twist, the Naked Relationship. If they ever decide to edit their podcast and put them out, Adam.
Have to crack the whip.
Yeah, I mean, he's got episodes from a year ago that still need edited. So, but you know, there are other great shows, you know, and we're friends with a lot of them. So we definitely want you guys to support them if you can. But until then, we will have our weekly episode.
Yes.
And on the last one, we will let you know, like, this is it for a while.
Yeah, we'll give you the heads up.
Yeah, so you're not looking for it on Monday.
You're going, where is it? Where'd it go?
All right, so enough of that. What do you have for us for our swing topic this week?
All right, our swing topic is going to be something that kind of I found a little bit repulsive, but I'm going to start it out with this. Me and you are not, we don't care if anybody watches us.
Right.
So we are definitely one of those people where if you walk by our doors open, that you are more than welcome to hang out and watch. We don't care. Now I do feel like depending on the situation that if say it was just me and you and there wasn't really anybody else around and then just like one person came up, I would probably want a heads up that they were going to want to watch. But it'd be different if it was like a whole party. Like when we went to like the hotel takeovers, that's just because there's so many people already in and out of rooms that have doors open. We just knew that policy. However, if say you had somebody that came up and said, hey, would you mind if I watched, you would probably be on the same page with me and be like, yeah, sure.
I mean, to me, it doesn't really matter. Like if the door's open, I don't care if it's one person or 1,000, you know, and I would rather not have somebody ask me in the middle of me fucking you like, hey, do you mind if I watch? Like, just stand there, shut up and watch.
That is definitely true. It could be a little bit of a distraction having them be like, hey, do you mind? What I do mind is if they decide that they're going to jerk off while we're fucking and then have that load land anywhere near me.
Yeah, see, that's where if somebody, like, okay, if they're in a corner away from us, it doesn't really bother me.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I would be okay with that. Like, I'm go for it.
Yeah, but like if they're like standing next to the bed or something.
Yeah, or like sitting next to the bed, like so like me to you distance apart and was jerking off, I would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, that wouldn't happen because I would tell him, you need to put your dick away and get the fuck out of here. And if he didn't,
it would seem like it's going to lead up to something bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, if you're 10 feet away in a corner, I don't fucking care what you do. Like, just stay over there, jerk off, do whatever you got to do. Keep your mouth shut and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But now if they're like hovering over, you know, the bed or wherever we're fucking, you know, trying to get close to you.
Yeah, no. Then
I'm going to stop and I'm going to tell them you have 3 seconds to get the fuck out of here before I knock you the fuck out.
Yeah. I just kind of wonder where in their mindset they presume that to be okay. And like I said in the beginning, you know, if they asked, like, is it okay if I, you know, watch? Okay, that's fine. But how does watching then switching over to jerking off and coming on somebody?
Yeah, we'll see.
How does that happen?
I will tell you right now, if that were to ever happen to us, where somebody was jerking off and they came on you.
I would freak the fuck out.
I'd be going to jail that night because I would beat them to death.
Understandably so.
You know, and...
because it's gross in my mind. And it's also disrespectful too. Like,
well, and there's no consent.
No.
That is rape. They came on you.
Without me saying consent. That was okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. You're 100% correct there.
I would beat the fucking shit out of them.
Yeah.
And I would probably go to jail for a long fucking time.
It would probably be worth it. But those are the types of people that you are afraid to come across, that I even feel that I would be afraid to come across in a lifestyle. Because obviously you try to vet people as much as possible. But when you have big groups where they're all coming together for events, I feel like there is always going to be that chance where you have somebody like that.
Yeah, but I do feel like in the 10 years that we've been doing this, you know, like we have experienced some creepy guys.
Yes.
But usually they are giant pussies.
Oh, yeah.
So it would only take me to stop and be like, get the fuck out.
And they would leave.
And they would run away.
Yeah.
And for the ones that did feel like they had some balls, I have no problem fighting with my dick out, like I've said before.
Yeah.
Like, I will knock you the fuck out with my dick hard.
It might actually make your dick harder because you like that.
I mean, I don't tolerate disrespect like that.
No, and that's really what it comes down to. You know, I feel like there's a time and a place, but you really hit it there by saying there was no consent at all.
No.
Just because that person said, yeah, it's okay for you to watch. And like, you know, for us, like we wouldn't care if you were in the corner jerking off, that's fine. But to be that close, like you had to be really close to this couple mm-hmm. to be able to get your load onto her.
Right. Like within a foot or two.
Yeah. Like that is the creepiest, douchest move ever.
Yeah. And what kind of pisses me off about this story is why didn't the husband or the male partner stop this guy before it ever got to that?
Right. Like why, like, did he not notice that the guy got that close? Like he was like really focused on his woman or.
I don't
like,
know how what? You couldn't.
Right. Like you would have to feel that presence. Of
the only thing I can think of is he is also a pussy and doesn't want to confront this guy. You know, like I hate to be an asshole like that, but like.
But it does make you wonder, like, why was it not stopped before it got to that point?
Right. And I do
and
know.
And why didn't she say something either?
There's a lot of people that do not like confrontation. You know, they will put up with so much.
Yeah.
Just to avoid any type of confrontation.
So I have actually learned as I've gotten older, and probably you have just rubbed off on me, that I speak my mind more than I have ever in my whole entire life. Because I used to be that person that would take so much shit. And I would let the little things just build up to bigger things. And I would keep letting it go. Even though it bothered me a lot, I didn't want that confrontation. I didn't want to, you know, have to, you know, maybe have yelling start happening, you know, or just not being able to resolve it. So I would just let whatever was happening. But now, as I've gotten older, and like I said, I think a part of you has rubbed off on me, that I will speak my mind with something that is bothering me or that I'm not comfortable with.
Well, see, and like, I don't want people to think like I look for these confrontations. I don't want to have confrontation.
No, you definitely don't look for them.
But
you're just very aware of your surroundings and the types of people that you're around.
I don't have an off switch. Mm-hmm. Like once I hit that point of something has to be done or something has to be said,
right.
There is no turning it off. Like it's going to be said or it's going to be done.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times as I'm doing it, I'm thinking, fuck, I shouldn't be doing this, but it's too late. Like the action is started. Committed. Yeah. But you know, I've always been like that.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, I grew up the way I did. Like I was always sticking up for other people because I just can't stand disrespect.
Right.
You know, and when people try to take advantage of other people and all that shit. So for this guy to let that happen, like I'm as disappointed in him as I am the guy that actually
did it. Yeah.
Because how is that woman ever supposed to feel safe with him in that environment again?
You know, I was thinking about that. Like that woman has to have now the, I don't want to say PTSD, but like in her mind, because this is where I would feel, I would be now not only trying to, you know, have a good time with you or say another play partner that I happen to be with. And now in the back of my mind, or literally I'll be keeping my eyes open because I'm trying to see if I'm going to have some random ass dude that's going to try to come in again.
Right. And that's like one thing where like when you play with other guys, you know, I have to trust the fact that they're going to do what I would do.
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody starts to
be the protector,
right. If somebody starts something that needs to be ended, mm-hmm. I need them to be the ones to be able to do it.
Right.
So that's why, you know, if I don't feel like they can do that, I will tell you like, hey, I don't know about you playing with this person. Mm-hmm. Not saying that you can't play with this person, but just this is why I'm feeling that way.
Right.
And then that's up to you. But
right. Because I mean, that could totally alter, you know, how my play scene is going to be because I'm going to have to be the one to really pay attention to what's going on in my surroundings and not feel like, okay, this guy has me. I'm good. And he's going to make sure it's just him and I.
Right.
And nobody else is going to try to come in.
Well, and that's more of a situation in like a playroom mm-hmm. compared to like in a hotel room.
Right.
You know, you.
Right. Because in a hotel room,
close the door. But in like an open play area, you know, if I'm off doing something.
Right.
And you're playing with a guy, like I have to know he's got you in that environment. Mm-hmm. Especially if there is creepy guys around.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for that situation, like I'm disappointed in both of those men.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a hard time saying men in both cases.
It is definitely very disappointing. And I feel so, so bad for this woman. And I really hope that this never, ever happens again. And that her man has a game plan for the next time that who knows how long it may be until they, you know, decide to try it again. But I hope that this is definitely something that they were able to learn from it. And she is not too horribly scarred.
Well, I also hope that they reported this person to whatever event they were at.
I would hope so too.
And like they need to blast this guy's info all over the internet.
Oh yeah.
Like I hate when people have these types of experiences
and they don't give it.
They'll post anonymously on Facebook or they mm-hmm. won't say who it is.
Yeah.
You know, for fear of backlash or whatever, but this is important. This is a safety thing for the entire community.
Yeah. Because this will be where you need to know who that person is. You go to who held the event and let them know, and they will blacklist them. And
hopefully if they're a reputable, you know, party company.
Right. And then, you know, let your community know. Because like you said, it's to protect them. You know, you don't want this type of person to be floating around event to event and keep doing this to more women and they're not having a good time. And guess what? That means the women are going to stop wanting to go to those events.
Exactly.
You know, it's just a trickle down effect of how that's going to happen.
Yeah. So please, when shit like this happens, you know, ladies and couples, open your mouths.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to, you know, start drama. That's drama worth starting.
It is. It is. And just be that person. I mean, if you don't want to feel like you're, you know, being a bitch because, you know, you said, oh, it's fine for you to be here. And then all of a sudden he's right next to you. No, that's not fine. You are now inside your bubble. That's not okay.
Right. I mean, you have to have boundaries.
Yep.
And if people don't respect them, you need to call them out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, okay, now that my blood pressure's up.
I know. I see the redness in your face. You're just like, oh, I'm so sorry.
What's something happy that we can talk about now?
Something happy that we can talk about? Well, all of the fun sex we've been having lately.
Oh, yeah. We have been having some great sex.
I don't know what's been going on with that lately, because you have been making me come in a completely different way than I have been, which is not a bad thing.
Well, it's because I'm trying not to break you. So I'm doing more of like just teasing your opening.
But even like, not this afternoon, because, you know, we had one this afternoon, but last night was another one where it was just, it wasn't really the opening. It was towards like the whole, it was all the way up in my cervix. And I was just like, oh yes.
Well, last night,
felt different.
I was doing the whole like pulling your booty cheeks apart.
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, you were making me ride the fucking wave.
Yeah.
Oh, that, because
I was
so
kind of like massaging like the outside of like your asshole, like the ring around it, I guess.
The ring.
Yeah.
You were like, let me just squeeze this whole ass cheeks here.
Yeah. And like, you're very attentive to anal stimulation.
Well, yeah. So you went back and forth between sucking on my nipples and playing with my ass. And you're like, well, which one do you think is going to make you come faster? And I was like, oh, I don't know, because you're doing two that I really love. Because if you suck on my right nipple and fuck me at the same time, you can get me to come.
Right.
So I was like, I'm not really sure. And you were just like, well, I guess I think I decided. I was like, let's go with my ass.
No, you didn't say anything. I just did it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then I came like right after.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like, oh, that's what it was. Cause then I was like, oh, that is apparently what I needed.
Yeah. I mean, you are very sensitive, you know, like around your booty hole.
Well, even like the bottom of my butt cheeks.
Well,
like,
yeah. Cause I was grabbing
with my butt. Right,
I was grabbing
there,
underneath.
Yeah.
Like where that shelf is.
Yes.
And I had like my ring finger and my middle finger kind of like touching the outer ring of your booty hole.
Yes.
And spreading your cheeks that way. And then I was just kind of like kneading that area.
My freaking
area.
Pussy is already like, oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
It felt so fucking good.
Yeah. So, but like, I'm trying to find different ways to get you off.
Oh, that's working.
So that I don't break you all the time.
Yeah. I don't like to be broken.
You know, and I don't like when you're broken, because then we can't really fuck. So,
yeah,
you know, like that's why I started doing the whole like just basically playing just the tip, you know, where I'm only putting like 2 inches in you, like enough to like spread your opening and then hit your G spot. Like that's it.
Yeah. And I mean, really, that's kind of been working, because like I love when your head comes in and just opens me, and then like you pull back out, because it's like this constant fucking tease, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, just put it in. But then when you're hitting the G spot, I'm like, oh no, wait, we can stay right there, just keep doing that right there.
Yeah. And then like the only time I've really been going deep is like when I'm ready to come.
Yes, because then you're fucking me like however you need to. So yeah, usually it's pretty hard.
Yeah, but like I try to limit it to like under a minute of that. Yeah. You know, like I get as close as I can, and then like I'll kind of pound you. But
yeah, but what's weird though is like sometimes when you're pounding me, like it's feeling good, it's not hurting, which is nice, because before when you were doing it, it was hurting. So like I'd be like gritting my teeth just waiting for you to come, because I'm like, okay, he'll be done fucking me that hard and then he's good and I'll be good. But now I'm like, hey, I kind of like that. And now it's like, sometimes you break me, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
But I have no way of knowing when it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't either. So that's why I'm trying to like be careful, you know, and that's what we were talking about. Like with some of our new friends from PA that we've been talking to, you know, she's very similar to you. She doesn't want to be broken. Mm-hmm. So she likes, you know, kind of the same dick range as you, except
it's very nice dick range. It's the unicorn dick, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like she feels like up to like maybe 7, 7.5 is good for her.
Okay.
Before she's like, ouchies. Mm-hmm. But she totally understands where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You know,
there's just, it's a sweet spot, man. It is. There's just something about it. Like I just don't, nothing against the big cocks. I know everybody loves them. Everybody needs them. Not everybody, but you know, they have their place. They're just not in my vagina.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely women out there like you, as we're finding out,
which is nice. Cause now I kind of feel like I'm not alone. Because for the longest time, I just kind of felt like I was that oddball where, you know, for the longest time we talked about how people were, you know, just thinking, well, I don't want, or you're telling people that I don't want these big cocks because, you know, their cock's bigger than theirs or bigger than yours. And I'm like, no, I'm over here, you know, have my own voice too. And I'm legit telling you, like, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, I can look at a big cock and go, eh. But I look at a normal size cock, the one that I like, a unicorn dick, and I'm like, oh, fucking give that to me.
Right. So
huge difference. Like, that's what gets me.
Well, yeah, because, you know, like we talked about in the last episode, like, you can fuck how you want to fuck. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what gets you off.
But also, too, it's literally the look of the dick. And I know, like, you know, appearance thing, whatever. But, like, if I see something that's literally the length of my arm, I'm like, is that really real? Like, what are you going to do with it? Like, it just, it doesn't, my brain doesn't connect anything fun with that. But when I look at a normal size cock with a nice mushroom head, I'm like, all up in my, I'm like, I'm all about it. Like, my pussy's excited and right. I'm wanting it.
Yeah. And I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think as more women, you know, talk about it, mm-hmm. more women are like, yeah, that's me too. I just, you know, haven't said anything because everyone's always like, oh, big dick, big dick.
Be different, girls. Be different. That's what I gotta say. You know, be the one that stands out to be, you know, the average guy. They've got what you need.
Yeah, I mean,
don't be afraid to say it.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they know how to use it. I mean,
I feel like for the most part, the guys that have an average size cog, they know how to use it because they've learned what to do with it to make it work.
Yeah. And I
same
mean,
as like the guys with the really, really big dicks that probably don't actually fuck that great because it's so much and they probably don't get all of the right types of women that can work with that kind of cock. So their level of knowing what to do isn't as talented, I guess you could say.
Well, yeah. And I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do with a big dick.
No, because I mean, I don't want that in my ass. I can tell you that.
Well, I mean, like just like as far as normal fucking.
No, you know, you can't. There's like, not a lot of positions you can get into.
No, I mean, it's literally just you stick it in. Like, yeah. I mean, it's not like a guy with an average size or even like someone my size that's a little bit bigger than average. You know, you have to know what to do with it for different women.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every vagina is different. Mm-hmm. Except for you and Amy, which is identical. But like every woman's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So it could be the same position, but you may have to angle your hips a little bit different to hit, you know, their spot or whatever, yeah. Where, you know, someone with a really big dick, there's no angling, nothing. It's no. Just, you're sticking it in and it's filling their vagina completely.
Yeah.
And, but those women, that's what they like.
Yeah.
They just want that full feeling. So, mm-hmm. I mean, everyone has their preference.
Yeah.
But I feel like you definitely have to know a little bit more and know how to work your body a little bit more when you're on the average or smaller side.
And I think that's what kind of makes it hot. Cause like, they're not just standing there putting their dick in, like they're working because they know what they need to do to make it feel good. And they know it's going to feel good because of your responses that you're giving back to them. So it's just, I don't know, to me, that's just, that's hot.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I've always wanted to be one of those guys that had a huge dick, mm-hmm. but having seen a lot of my friends, you know, fuck women that, you know, and these guys have huge dicks, mm-hmm. like
they kind of look like they're standing there bored.
Yeah. I mean, they don't really do much. And like, I almost feel, and I'm not saying these women are faking anything, but that's the impression that you get just because like literally they're just kind of like riding it up and down, mm-hmm. and they're making it seem like, you know, they're going to explode,
yeah.
you know, like they're going crazy. And it's like, really? You know, I mean, like I'm not saying that
there's definitely, I'm sure there's plenty of women that they are going crazy over it because, you know, like we have talked about, when you're being filled that much, you're hitting all of the walls and that feels good because it's hitting it that way. Like for me, like I'm the opposite. Like, I mean, yes, I want to feel you against my walls, but I like to feel every different part of you. So like I can feel the difference between your head and your shaft. And as you're sliding back out, like, I feel all that difference. And when you come back in, it's like, oh my God, like, all of that together is amazing. But if it's too much against my walls, I'm not going to feel anything besides the pressure.
Yeah. And I think that's what kind of turns me off with, like, the women that do like the really big dick. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just one of those things where it looks so fake. Mm-hmm. You know, like their reactions and, you know, like how they respond to it.
Right.
I mean, it could be very genuine, but to me, it just looks very porn star fake.
Right.
Like when you're literally just kind of sliding down on it and you're like, oh my God, you know, it's like, chill, bitch.
Like, yeah, no.
Mm-mm. And if I was that guy, that would annoy the fuck out of me.
Because he'd be like, is there any other sounds you can make?
Well, I mean, like, literally.
Or I'm not, like, I just started.
I'm not doing anything. Like, my dick is, I'm literally holding my dick in my hand and you're sliding onto it. Like, if you're going to act like that, it would be so boring.
Mm-hmm. It kind of would be. Like, I would almost, like, hate to be the guy sometimes, just because, like, you would have to reading a woman, I think, is really hard to know, like, okay, is she just putting on a show or is this like a for real?
Yeah. And like, there's definitely a difference in, you know, porn and real life when it comes to some of these women.
I'd say it's very over exaggerated, obviously, in the porn.
Yeah. I mean, and even in like OnlyFans style porn, like the amateur stuff, you know, like you have a lot of these women that only film with like BBC and like they're way over the top, but their facial expressions are like, I don't like this at all. You know, but they're making it seem like it's the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. And then in person, like in real life, you know, at parties and stuff that we've seen, like you can tell when a woman really does enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And when they're just kind of indifferent to this, like the different sizes.
Yeah.
You know, because like there's women that like I've fucked that have fucked, you know, guys with really big dicks and they make the same sounds.
Right.
So like, I don't know. Like, I think some of these women just put on a show because they want to be like BBC queens or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's just weird to me.
It is a little. But that's something that you kind of pick up on. Like, I don't really see it too often.
Well, yeah, because you don't hang out with the guys. Like,
no.
Like, I hang out with the guys and, you know, I get invited to either participate or watch with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I see this stuff.
Right.
And
you're just like, this doesn't add up.
Yeah, I'm like, this is weird.
This is weird.
So, you know, like, nothing against my big dick guys. I mean, you definitely have a place. A big place in the lifestyle.
Well, you all have a place. Literally, if you have a dick, you have a place.
Yeah. I mean,
it's literally in between one of the fine ladies in the lifestyle's legs. That's where it belongs.
Yeah. It's just a matter of finding the lady that, you know, works with you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I feel like.
Wasn't that the joys of swinging?
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it definitely is. But I feel like since swinging has got more popular because of the internet and TikTok and all that. Mm-hmm. A lot of women and men shy away from the average guy because they're bombarded with like big dick this, big dick that.
Yeah.
And, you know, even some of the new women are like, oh, you know, that must be why these women swing so they can get big dick. So let me do that.
Yeah.
And I think they find out eventually, like, it doesn't matter how big the dick is, it matters what the vibe is, you know, between the two of you.
Yeah. I feel like that's really what like it comes off as. Cause like, even like say, you know, with my OF and my snap that I have, when I do my video calls, even like I have some where I am very, very, I mean, like I'm always into it, but I have some where it hits a little bit differently. And that's the only way I can really describe it, where like I full-heartedly get a little bit more out of it that I think than they do sometimes.
Are you talking about like the guys that are more on the normal side?
Yeah.
That Well, yeah. I mean, cause that's kind of like your porn. Like,
yeah,
you know, cause you can't really watch porn, like real porn.
No. Cause it's everything I don't want to see
and find the average guy.
No.
So when you do, you know, your like girlfriend experience or like your video calls and stuff like that, they're just regular guys.
Yes.
With, you know, average dicks.
Yep.
So to you, that's like it's like a live porn. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I totally understand that, you know, and I'm sure it's the same way for the women that truly do enjoy big dicks. Mm-hmm. You know, if they do the same stuff as you, when they get a guy that, you know, is big, they're probably like, oh, this is great.
Yeah. I bet they feel exactly the same way.
But then they get kind of like, meh, if it's a regular guy.
Right.
Where you get meh if it's a big dick. Yeah. So, you know, it's just, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. So do you have anything for BDSM that you wanted to talk about?
The only thing that we were going to do, and unfortunately, because of it being Easter, it did not fall the way I would have liked it to. Because, you know, going to church and having to try to be holy-ish, was we were going to try to start kind of building up my pain tolerance again. And we're going to try to do some impact scenes and work myself up. Because come Pod Bash, I need to be ready way more than what I have been.
Yeah, and I mean, we are definitely going to have to start doing that. Like more, because if I'm going to be gone for a week at a time now.
Yeah, we're really going to have to plan something.
Yeah, like we're going to have to start doing that in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then.
We'll have to come up with like a plan for like doing it before you leave. And then like when you get back. So that way there's not too much time that's gone through, but enough time that I've healed.
Right. Which I mean, you should be pretty healed in a week. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's...
So I think we might have to have a little bit of a change up as far as... Unless we just keep playing around with me being a switch and really honing in on, you know, okay, you're being the dom and then I'm switching and it's my turn. And that might be how our weekends are. And that's actually might be really helpful for me because I do struggle with flipping back and forth.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you definitely do much better when you... Can stay in one role.
Yeah.
You know, but that.
Yeah, because like our last session was, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was. And like when we go to Pod Bash and stuff, like there's definitely some guys there that want you to dom them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you also want to be in that submissive role for me.
Yeah.
So you definitely need to work on being able to flip back and forth.
Yeah. Because I think what happens is that brattiness that I don't really have. Because I'm your good girl. We know this. But when I go from being a dominant towards these men who want me to be that way for them to you needing me to be submissive, I have this like transition phase that I go through from being a dominant over to being your submissive where I feel I get very bratty. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you want me to do what? Like, it's almost like I'm back talking.
Right.
And I'm doing it not even like verbally. I'm doing it physically. Like my body is just responding that way because it's like, well, no, you can't make me.
Yeah. And I mean, that's definitely something. I mean, it doesn't bother me because then.
Well, no,
because
then you can correct it even more, which kind of goes along with your sadistic side. So it's perfect.
But where you have the most trouble is going from submissive to dominant.
Yeah.
You know. So that's what you need to work on between now and Pod Bash. Mm-hmm. So that way, if like we do a scene where you are in the submissive role and then, you know, a couple hours later, somebody wants you to dominate them.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I got to be like, yes, let's go.
Right. You have to be able to switch and be like, okay, I already have a plan.
Yeah.
So that's definitely going to be something that we're going to work on in the next couple of weeks before, you know, I get ready to head out on the road.
Yes. And we'll have to try to figure out, you know, if we have these impacts. I wonder, can we do these impacts on the back of the truck? I know we can't do it inside the truck because it's going to be tight. But.
I mean, if we can find a place where we could do it, yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm like, I am going to be really loud, but maybe you just, I don't know, put a ball gag at me and we'll see. I'll stand at the back of the truck or the trailer and I'll just bend over. That would be some hot fucking scenes right there. I'm just saying.
It would, but we'd have to find a place that we could do it without getting in trouble.
I know.
So, all right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up for this week.
All right.
And we'll be back again next week with episode number 89.
Yes.
And Hope everyone had a great Easter and enjoy your
great food. Had a great time with family and friends.
Yes. And hope you have a great week.
Yes.
So we'll see you again next Monday. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink podcast. Please make sure to check out the people who support us, VJ's Hotspot, The Trendy Pineapple, and also Pandora's Resort. They are really awesome people, and they love and support the lifestyle just the way we do. So please make sure that you go and check them out. And if you'd like to find us on social media, you can find us pretty much everywhere at KSENM and Kink Podcast. That's all the major socials: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Clapper, and also now we are moving away from OnlyFans, and you can find all of our video and picture content at fansly.com/KSENM and Kink Podcast.